Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging up with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Matheson's here. Rick's a longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust Creative Officer, the Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson. He's the author of Branding Outbound, also The On-Demand Brand. I'm looking at my copies right here, 10 Rules for Mega Digital Marketing Success. He's our good friend, Rick Matheson. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
One of the top marketing strategists on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, Rick is. Hey, Rick, I know that you're working hard with your clients to help them survive 2020, whatever that takes. I think you probably agree with me when I say that our singular prime devotion right now is to make sure that we can open our doors with some kind of a viable business January 1, 2021. What do you think?
Absolutely correct, Jim.
Surviving is winning, isn't it?
Surviving is winning, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, out here in California, you know, we have been part of this, having to deal with this whole mess a bit longer than a lot of
us. The first death was in San Francisco, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And it was even earlier than people thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And our small businesses here have been struggling. But I tell you, I've also been really inspired about a lot of the innovation that I'm seeing as well, which is sort of part of the five pivot points that I wanted to share with you.
Right.
So, you know, the first one here is just capitalize on this chaos. You know, you're going to have to hustle right now. And in the Bay Area, you know, under shelter-in-place mandates for so long, when we did it, there was no roadmap. There wasn't 5 months of news stories, you know,
mm-hmm.
about this. It was days. And there was a woman in Oakland, not far from where I live, Tanya Holland. She owns a little restaurant called Brown Sugar Kitchen. First weekend, she's like, hey, I got to move. I got perishables in my kitchen here that
right.
I have to move now. And so she reached out. She used her email list. She reached out to the community and talked to some friends and folks, and she got to wondering, you know, hey, in addition to sort of buying, you know, now through curbside pickup or home delivery, what if customers could pay for meals and donate them to exhausted
mm-hmm.
frontline healthcare workers
mm-hmm.
in ERs? And, you know, at the time, our hospitals were being overrun by, you know, sick and unfortunately, you know, dying patients. So she reached out to other restaurants around her, and they went online and they created
wow.
a feed ER.
Wow.
And they raised over $233,000 delivering
goodness.
250 meals a day to five hospitals and kept their employees working, kept their doors open, and are surviving. And I think they'll be here. January 1.
My Rotary Winning. Club didn't meet for several months, and the restaurant that provided us with space and fed us, we kept paying them even though we weren't there, and they took the food to first responders and to shut-ins that we paid for, and so that was and the only reason I'm bringing it up, Rick, is what you and I described thousands of miles away. Was the good nature of human beings to see a crisis, and as bad as it was for your little restaurant owner and my little restaurant owner, so to speak, they found somebody else who they could help in the middle of all that. Isn't that America?
It is America. And, you know, you think about her customers now are never going to forget that she did it. She helped
Absolutely.
Them do a good thing. And their loyalty, if they loved this restaurant before, they are super fans now.
How many times have you and I talked about the power of values here on the show? Values.
Yeah.
And of course, and as she was doing that, there's no question people knew that she was not trying to get an edge on anybody. She was not trying to curry favor. Those were her values, weren't they?
They were her values and part of her community and the way that she thought. And that's what all small businesses, you know, can do right now is
mm-hmm.
to say, hey, I have to do business here. But here's how, given, you know, like you said last time I was on the show, relevance, relevance, relevance. How can mm-hmm. I operate in a way that's going to be hugely relevant based on what's happening right now?
Well, that's what we talked about back when you were here in April, and we've talked about every week here since, is don't ghost on your customers. You probably can't sell them anything, may not be able to sell them anything right now, but that doesn't mean you don't need to check on them and say, hey, what can I do to help you? Oh, you need somebody to mow your yard? You know, I'll send my teenager over. I don't know what. I mean, whatever. Find out what you can do to help them, right?
Yes. It's magic. Absolute magic.
That, by the way, that dated me, didn't it? Teenagers don't mow yards anymore.
I hope they do.
Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah.
What's next?
The second thing is, zero touch is the new Midas touch. You know, I read this story the other day about these little wine windows in these, there's little windows.
Yeah, I saw that.
Old balls. Yeah, wasn't that amazing? So people thought they were just decorative, but in reality, they were for the plague during the 1600s.
Yeah, they had these little portals that you stick a 13-inch bottle of wine through.
Yeah. And they would do business that way. They'd hand out a little tray, you know, iron tray. You'd put your coins in there, and they'd take it in and hand you your wine.
Like McDonald's.
And,
right?
Why don't we have these now?
Like
exactly.
McDonald's.
Exactly. Well, that was zero touch. You know, that was the note contact free. Transactions for that mm-hmm. day, and you know, 50% of small businesses have gone to or deployed online ordering for curbside pickup and home delivery just since March. So that is a thing, and the other 50% of businesses, you know, that do retail sales should be looking at.
They're
going
to have to, or they won't make it. They'll be one of the casualties. This is the thing that one of the things I try to remind people about is don't look at these things we're having to do now to meet these post-COVID, post-pandemic expectations of our customers. Don't look at them as something you should be angry or frustrated about. These things were coming at us already. All that the pandemic did was accelerate their arrival. What do you think?
No, it's absolutely true. We have seen a 5-year acceleration in digital adoption among mm-hmm. consumers just since the beginning of this. So these were trends that were already happening. They're going to be around forever. But right now, getting that January 1, you know, staying in business, you know, goal, it's going to be hugely important for you to do it. Yeah. People want it.
We got some more touches, some more of Rick's small business pivots that he wants to share with us to help us survive so we can open our doors January 1, 2021. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with our good friend, Rick Matheson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.